Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Gilda Flamatessa. We're starting Lama Chasoma Bay's the bond with Halacha Zion. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Mem Sarabas Biakam Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So Misha says, Cutting Carb Tyra, Umatar game, a cutting carry from a Tyra and Bimatar game. Aval ain't a parsis Shema, but he cannot be parsis Shema. Ain't no Evelyn Teva. He can't damage my answer for the Amod. That's because he's not Chayv in it, so he can't be much other people in their Chayv either. And when Aino says, Kapov, if he's Kayin, he can't do Brechas Kayinim. That's because it's not cut for the seaboard. Or Becheach, somebody whose clothing is ripped and torn and his flesh can be seen through those tears and ribs. Parsis Shema, it could be parsis Shema, Umatar game, and Umatar game for everyone. That's because he's Chayv, so he can much everyone else. However, Lam Tesla off on top, Aval Aino Carb Tyra, he can't read from the Tyra because it's not cut for the seaboard. Aino Evelyn Teva, he can't damage my answer for the Amod. Noises Kapov, and he can't do Birchas Kayanim. Now, Suma, a blind person, Parses Shema, he can be Parses Shema, Umetargim, and be Metargim for everyone. Now, Rabbi Huda says, Kol Shaloi Ra Ma'iris Miyamav, if he's never seen Ma'iris, if he's never seen light, Lo Yifras Shema, he can't be Parses Shema. That's because when he's Parses Shema, he says the Brach of Yotzer Ma'iris, but he never saw the Ma'iris, so that's why he can't be Mighty anyone. However, the Tanakama holds, since he is a Nene from the Ma'iris, he benefits from the light. That's because other people help the blind person, so he does receive benefit from the light, therefore he's able to read. Says the Lord Montanin, over there, Mesachas Makas, we learned in the Mishnah, Suma and a Gaila, a Suma, a blind person, doesn't go to Galus. The Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, it says, due to what the Torah tells us, that if one person kills somebody else accidentally, he goes to Galus, he goes to exile, he runs to the Ir Miklat, but if it was a blind person, he does not do that. Now, Meir Aymer Galer Meir says he does. And Ushne Mekachadarsh, they both dash in the same Pasuk. The Pasuk tells us, Belay Ra'ice, the Reuven killed Shimon without seeing. Now, Meir Aymer the Rabbis, the Suma, Rav Meir says this includes a blind person. That's because it says it twice, so the double Ashen includes a blind person. Or Rabbi Yehuda, where he says, Pra'la Suma, it excludes a blind person. That's because the drasha is that if Reuven killed Shimon below Ra'is, he killed him without seeing. That's mashma that really Reuven's able to see. It's just that when he killed Shimon, he wasn't able to see. That's what we're calling an accident. But that excludes a person who's never able to see because he's blind, so his pasuk doesn't apply to him. Now, this is also from where Rabbi Yehuda learns that a blind person is pata for mitzvahs. And that's what the Gemara is going to ask now. V'kaitaninon, over here in our Mishnah, we learn, Kol Shalai Ra Ma'iris Miyamav, anyone who's never seen the Ma'iris, lo yifras shema, he's not allowed to be parts shema. Ha, that's mashma. Imra Pyrus, that if he has seen the Ma'iris, even if he subsequently became blind, he's still able to be Pyrus Shema. And so here we have a problem. Rav Chag Abba Kumi Rabbi Yosa, Mechav Shitas Rabbi Yuda. It seems to be a stee in the sheet of Rabbi Yuda. Taman Hu Amar Prat. Over there, he says excluding. Meaning over there, in regards to Galus, he says that a Suma is excluded from Galus. And that's because we said before, Rabbi Yuda learns from here that a blind person is Pata from Mitzvahs. And that should mean that he's not able to be Pyrus Shema because he's not Chayv Mitzvahs, so he can't be Mighty other people in the Chiyav. Or Zvachu Amar the Rabbis. Over here, we just said to include. In other words, we had just explained Rabbi Yehuda Mishnah, if he's never seen the Ma'aris Miyamav, so he can't be Paras Shema. However, if he used to be able to see, and then later on he became blind, so that's mashma that he is able to be Paras Shema, but we just said that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a blind person is Pata from Mitzvahs. Seems to be a stira. From Hanani Bred Rav Hillel, he explains that there's a different understanding in our Mishnah. When we say Kol She'ino Ra Ma'aris Miyamav, Piyashu Ba'ez Ofel Himas Nisa. That's for a person who lives in a dark house, Kachan Uaymer Ma'yashu Ba'ez Ofel Lo Yerfas Shema. That's for saying that a person who lives in a dark house, he's not to be Paras Shema, which is referring to an interesting situation where he was born in a dark house, lived in this dark house his whole life, so he never saw and never benefited from the Ma'iris, so he's not even part of Shema. From Hachablai Ra'is, Larabi is Asuma. Not all Chasimisha tells us, Kain Sheish Biyadav Mumin, a Kain who has Mumin, he has blemishes on his hands, Loi says Kapov, he's not to Birch Kayanim, because people are going to be looking at his hands, they have such interesting Mumin on them, and then they're not going to be able to pay attention, they're going to be Mesiach Das from Birch Kayanim. Rabbi Yudamar, he says, Afmisha Yadav Tzvua is Istis, even a person's hands are dyed with Istis, which is a certain type of dye, Loi says Kapov, he's also not to Birch Kayanim, but Esham is Taklim, but that's because people look at him and they're Mesiach Das. Says the Maratani, we have a Braiso Ubefanov and also on his face, which means if he has movement on his face, he's also not allowed to Birchas Kehanim. We take out the next word, Vaha, we have another Braiso, Tani, Im Hayadash Bi Iroi, Mutter. But if he's a regular in his city, then it is permitted, meaning he's a regular guy in his city, everybody knows him, he's walking around, he's part of the community, so then he is allowed to Birchas Kehanim, even though he has movement on his hands or on his face. That's because no one's going to be looking at him and be Mesiach Das because they know him already. Ravnaftali, Havasetz Ba'asi Hakima, Ravnaftali, his fingers were twisted, Asa Shalar of Mano, he came and asked Ravmano if he's allowed to Birchas Kehanim. Amalei told him, Mekim Shat Hadash Bi'ercha, since you're regular in your city, mutter is permitted. Now, Rav Chana, have ma'aver zaldikon. Rav Chana, he took a zaldikon, which is a person whose beard didn't fully grow in, and he was ma'aver him. He didn't allow him to do Birchas Kehanim. That's because he considered this a mum. People are going to look at him that his beard didn't fully grow in or grew in strange, so he didn't allow him to do Birchas Kehanim. Ask the Gemara, v'hatanim ha'yadash b'ir mutter, which had his bride said that if a person's a regular in his city, so it's permitted because no one's going to be looking at him. So Rav Man, he explained, regla hava, it was yomtif, it was the regel. The next word is begin shalayu aimrim re'inu katan is kapov. It's because he didn't want other people who were visiting for Yom Tov to say that they saw a katan doing Birchas Kehanim because his fellow, since he didn't have a fully grown in beard, he looked like a katan. Rav Manu didn't want people to say that. That's why he didn't allow him to do Birchas Kehanim. Now, Reisa says, Zoysa Meres, it seems to be the Mishnah is telling us, that's also to look at the Kehanim at the time they're giving Brach brachas, meaning they're doing berachas kehanim, and he's learning that from the fact that Mishnah says a person who's moving around their hands can't do berachas kehanim because people are going to look at him. It must be now look at the kehanim during berachas kehanim. However, Rechaga says, "Klum amru emes taklan loy bnei hasiyadas." Didn't they say no looking because of hasachadas? Maisha, which is an expression, da anam stakov loy masadaiti. I can look at the kehanim and I'm not mesiachadas. And on talachat as the Mishnah tells us, ha'imer if a person says any arv lufnei ateva, I'm not going to down for the amud b'tzvuin in colored clothing. Af bilavanim layavar, even a white clothing would not let him down for the amud. That's because there was a certain thing that minim heretics would do that they would only daven in white clothing. So if this fellow said, I'm not davening in colored clothing, we have to suspect that maybe he's a min, so he's not allowed to daven even in white clothing. It's the same reason the next thing, if he says, b'sandal eini oiver, I'm not going to daven in sandals, af yachif layavar, he's not allowed to daven even barefoot. Lam tasma on top, the mission continues, ha'isa tefilas agula, if a person makes his head tefillin round, first of all, sakana, that's a danger, because he could bump his head to the wall, and then the round tefillin might go into his brain, because the tefillin is put on the soft part of the skull, so it might go right into his head. So first of all, it's a danger, and also, in bar mitzvah, there's no mitzvah, because we know that tefillin are supposed to be square. Furthermore, nasal metzchai, if he put his tefillin on his forehead, literally, oil pas yada, you're on the palm of his hand, harizu der chaminos, that's the way of minim, that's because they darshan the pasuk literally, when it says it should be bene necha, they put it actually on the forehead, which is in between the eyes, and when it says al yodecha, they put it on the hand, on the palm of the hand, instead of on the arm, where we place it. Another thing, tzipazav, if he covered his tefillin in gold, v'nasal beis yad unkali shaloi, or he put it on the outside of his sleeve so that everyone could see it, harizadar chitzainim, that's the way of the chitzainim, which are people who don't listen to the chachamim, so they have a das chitzain, their das is beyond or outside of what the chachamim say, so that's the improper way to act as well. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbi Yisrael ben Bivi, he teaches that tefillin rubais, shchayres, halacha mashmi sinai, the fact that tefillin have to be square and black, that's halacha mashmi sinai. And at halacha yod, the Mishnah tells us, ha'aymer, if a person says, yivarchucha toivim, harizu dar chaminos, that's dar chaminos, and we'll explain the Gemara what that is. Also, if a person says, al kan sipur yagiu rachamecha, your mercy reaches the kan sipur, the bird's nest, or val toiv yizach shmecha, your name should remember for the good, or if a person says, maidim maidim, which means he says maidim twice, mishaskenosai, we quiet him. Also, amachana by arayas, if a person misinterprets the psukim to talk about arayas, mishaskenosai, we quiet him. And lastly, ha'aymer, if a person says, explaining the pasuk, umizarcha litit lahavir lemaylech, which is literally translated as, and your children, you shall not give over for them to be passed through Melech, which is an avodah zarah. If he translates it as umizarcha letiten la'avra bar miyusa, that from your zera, your seed, you shouldn't give to impregnate an Aramean woman and have non-Jewish children from her. Mishaskin ben Zifa, we quiet him very strongly. So Gemara begins by explaining haimir rechucha tayvim. If a person says rechucha tayvim, that's a problem. Why is that? Because shtei reshuyos, it looks like there's two powers. Rechucha tayvim could be translated as those who received good should bless you. That in way lends credence to the thought that there's two different powers, chas v'shalom, a God who gives good and a God who does the opposite, and so therefore, Yeruchucha Toivim is basically saying, those who received good from you, so they should bless you, but those who received bad, that's not from you, that's from a different Rosh Hashanah v'shalom, so they're not going to be blessing you, and that's why it's Derech Haminot. We go on to the next part of Mishra, which says, Al Kan Sipur Yagir Rechamecha, the Yerachim reaches the Kan Sipur, that we should quiet him. So Pecha says, B'Shem Reb Simon, why is it that we quiet him? Kikairi Tigra Amadez V'Shekosh Baruch Hu, it's as if he's starting a fight, it's as if he's questioning the Midas of Hashem. Why is that? So there's two different understandings. Either we understand the person saying, Al Kan Sipur Yagir Rechamecha, the Yerachim is on the bird's nest. By the fact, there's a mitzvah in the Torah of Shiloh HaKein. You have to send away the mother bird before you take the child. So that shows a lot of Rachamim. It shows you have mercy on the birds. But the inference is, Val Oysa Ish, Loigi Rachamecha, that Yerachim hasn't reached Oysa Ish, which is that man who's saying it. He's basically saying, Hashem, you didn't have Rachmanus on me. And that's what he's trying to imply when he's saying this. Therefore, we quiet him. Now, different understanding is, Rabbi Yossi says, B'Shem Rosimain, Kin Nois and Kitzvah, Midas Shakosh Baruch Hu. It's like he's setting a limit to the Midah of Hashem. It's like he's saying, Ad Kan Tzipor Higi Rachamecha, that your Rachamim reaches up until the bird's nest, but it doesn't reach any further, meaning it doesn't reach me, the fellow who's saying it. Now, this actually fits well with two different gersais that we have in the Mishnah. Isan Yotani, those that teach ad, meaning ad kan sibri agrechmecha, and Isan Yotani, al, those that teach al kan sibri agrechmecha. Umad omar al, Mesayel Reb Pinchas, the one who says al, that's right for Reb Pinchas said. Umad omar ad, the one who said the Lashon is ad, Mesayel Reb Yaisa, that's right for Reb Yaisa. Now, Reb Yaisa Rabun, he gives a different explanation. Loy avdin tavos, they're not doing good, these people are saying this. Why? Shane oising zersuchosh baruchu rachamim, because they're giving a reason to the gzer of Hashem and saying that it's rachamim. In other words, this mitzvah of Shiloh HaKein, that we send the mother bird away before taking the child, this person is trying to explain, wow, that's because Hashem has so much rachamim, he has so much mercy, but that's not the reason. Hashem gives a gzerah, Hashem says, this is what we're supposed to do, that's what we're supposed to do, without giving a reason for it. I think Mark continues with another example, something similar. We know there's a pasuk that tells us that Shar Oiseh, an ox or a sheep, Oiseh has benoi, it and its son, lois ishchatu b'yamecha, don't shecht it on the same day. So Gemara tells us about that. V'ilin d'mitar k'minon, those who translate the pasuk as follows, Ami b'nei Yisrael, my nation b'nei Yisrael, kamata ano rachman b'shmaya, the same way that I'm merciful in heaven, kain tavon rachmanu ba'arod, so too you should be merciful on the earth. And that's their introductory explanation to the pasuk, which they now explain, tayrasa erechela, an ox or a sheep, yasav yasbara, it and its son, loy techso intervene b'yamachad, you shouldn't shecht both of them in the same day. So anyone who translates a pasuk like that, loy avdin tavas, they're not doing good, shein oisim yasvash kosh baruch rachmim, because they're making the midas of Hashem just as rachmim, and that's not true. We listen to Hashem because that's what he says, and not because of any other reason. On the next part, we had said maidim shaskinosai, that if a person says maidim twice, so we quiet him. And Orav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, he explains why is that? Because we have a pasuk that tells us ki yisachar pi darei shaker, we shall close up the mouths of those who speak falsehood. And maidim is similar to the first part of the Mishnah. It looks like he's giving kayach to two rishuyos. He's saying maidim to this one and maidim to that one, so that's why we quiet him. Now we just have a clarification of this. Hadadat amar betzibur. That's only if he does it in the tzibur. Avol biyachid. But if he does it quietly in private, he says maidim to himself. That's just a way of supplicating and entreating and davening to Hashem, and it's normal to repeat words and say them twice. That's not a problem. In the Kabbalah says similarly, Amen, Amen, if he says this word twice, and Shema, Shema, if he says this word twice, it's not a problem. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.